Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday. It is Friday night. It is 10:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to talk about a somewhat controversial topic, something that some people love, some people hate, some people are indifferent about, and that's hardcore wrestling. Hardcore wrestling goes back many years. My first recollection of hardcore wrestling goes back to the days of Terry Funk, Abdullah the Butcher, and Cactus Jack. And I'm sure it predates them. But those are the three names that stand out to me when I think about hardcore wrestling from my earliest memories. And then, of course, you had later on, you had Tommy Dreamer, Sandman, and Raven in ECW, well, along with all the other ECW superstars, who seemingly all they did was hardcore. And, of course, you had the WWE Hardcore Division, the 24/7 rule with the broken championship belt that Mankind was awarded . Hardcore wrestling, like I said, is not for everybody. I used to be a major fan of hardcore wrestling. It used to be my favorite thing in the world when I was younger. I would even watch certain shows and fast forward through the non-hardcore matches just to watch the hardcore matches. But as I've gotten older and learned to love all aspects of professional wrestling again, I've come to the realization that hardcore isn't really completely my cup of tea anymore. Don't get me wrong, I still enjoy a good hardcore match, but I think violence for the sake of violence, extreme violence for the sake of extreme violence, is kind of pointless, and I really just don't enjoy it as much as I used to. Now, I was involved in wrestling for 4 years, and with my disability, I had canes and crutches, and I've had my canes and crutches used in hardcore matches. Sometimes willingly given up by me, sometimes not. But like I said, and there are some guys who do hardcore wrestling that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. Tommy Dreamer, the innovator of violence. He built his career on hardcore wrestling. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for Tommy Dreamer. Terry Funk. Probably one of the most famous hardcore wrestlers of all time. Again, I have a tremendous amount of respect for anybody who's willing to put their body and their life on the line like that. But it's just not something that I'm... Well, it's obviously not something I'm able to do, and it's probably not something I'd be willing to do. But, I think what really started the trend of hardcore matches is probably Abdullah the Butcher's Fork. And I mean, I always thought that was a genius idea. And Abdullah the Butcher is probably one of the most recognizable men in hardcore wrestling. I mean, the man can put razor blades in his scars, and that's just kind of scary that he has scars that deep that he could actually hide razor blades in them. Of course, Cactus Jack, Mankind, Mick Foley, whatever name you want to use. Probably has the most... Well, obviously has the most injuries. I believe he's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most injuries, but I may have made that last part up. He should be, or close, damn close to it. I mean, the man's missing part of his ear, missing teeth. I don't know how many broken ribs he's had. And he's done it all for hardcore wrestling. A lot of it was done in Japan, which when they go hardcore, they go hardcore. I mean, they use exploding ropes over there. They use, I don't know if they're bombs or firecrackers or what, but they use just crazy shit over there. Pardon my language, but and I think now I would I think a lot of the guys today who do it, like I said, just do it for the sake of gratuitous violence, and they don't really do it because I think a lot of times in the past and even in WWE, when they had the hardcore title, a lot of times it was done for storyline purposes. And I think professional wrestling has gotten away from that to an extent, to where they don't do it for storyline purposes anymore. They do it just for the hell of it. And they do it just because that's what they think the fans want to see. And don't get me wrong, there are quite a few bloodthirsty fans who do want to see that kind of thing. But I think there's also a lot of fans like me who while they don't mind seeing it occasionally, sometimes it gets to be done too often. And they just get tired of it. I mean, there are tournaments that are hardcore specific. You've got the King of Death matches and the Prince of Death match tournaments. And you've got companies like Combat Zone Wrestling in Pennsylvania that, and obviously ECW when it was around and not the bastardized version that WWE put together. Juggalo Championship Wrestling, their matches are almost exclusively hardcore. And, I mean, I think maybe one or two nights a year, that's fine. Like the King of Deathmatch tournament and the Prince of Deathmatch tournament, that's great. One or two nights a year. But companies that do it all the time, I think that's a bit overkill. And I think it's taken away from professional wrestling. Because as somebody very near and dear to my heart said several times, who doesn't watch wrestling, well, not voluntarily, she has been forced to watch wrestling because I was around. And I'm talking about my grandmother, who, like I said, is very near and dear to my heart, who I love dearly. As she has said many, many times when we were watching wrestling and chairs would become involved, that's not wrestling. And the older I get, the more I agree with that. That's not wrestling. And do I think we need to ban that kind of thing completely? No, absolutely not. That would make wrestling boring. You need to have stuff like that happen occasionally to keep wrestling interesting. Because if you can predict what's going to happen all the time, and it becomes the same thing all the time, then that gets boring. It's like WWE right now. Not necessarily the hardcore aspect, but I mean, if you couldn't predict that the main event at SummerSlam was going to be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, then you haven't been paying attention for the last 4 years. Because, I mean, that was... Roman Reigns as the guy is the ultimate end game for WWE. That's their goal. They're going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. And if you couldn't predict that, then like I said, you haven't been paying attention. Not many people want to see it happen. I'm one of them. I don't necessarily want to see it happen, but I do want to see the title off of Brock. I would love to see Braun or Kevin Owens, whichever one ends up with the Money in the Bank contract by the end of that match, cash in during that match, much like Seth Rollins did at WrestleMania 30 or 31, 31, I believe. And somebody other than Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns walk out of Brooklyn with the title. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, they could surprise us all. But back to my original topic, and my original train of thought. Hardcore for the sake of hardcore, in my opinion, does more damage to the business than it does good. And I know a lot of people, probably a lot of my friends who might listen to this show later, will hear this and they will disagree with me. But I think, like I said, I don't think hardcore wrestling needs to go away completely. I just think it needs to be done in the right way when the storyline warrants it. And don't write a storyline to warrant hardcore wrestling as an end game. If the storyline's progression warrants it, then the fans demand it. Well, not if the fans demand it, because the fans will probably demand it anyway. Because, like I said, there's a lot of bloodthirsty fans who watch professional wrestling, and they'll want some sort of hardcore. They'll want tables, they'll want chairs, they'll want ladders. And it's just, I don't think it's necessarily necessary for all feuds to, even the most bitter feuds, I don't think require a type of hardcore match to settle the feud. Look at the Miz and, or not Miz, look at Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins. They've had an Iron Man match. They have yet to have a hardcore match, and honestly, it's one of the hottest feuds in WWE. But anyway, I'm starting to ramble. But so to conclude the show tonight, I'm just going to say, while hardcore wrestling can be fun to watch, can sometimes be necessary for a feud, it doesn't always have to happen. And it doesn't always make sense. Gonna do it, at least make it make sense for it to happen. That's one thing that kills me, is people will sign these matches and doesn't make a bit of sense. That's one of my major pet peeves in professional wrestling. But I'm about out of time. Next week, 5 shows again. Wednesday at 7:30. I will be joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer Miss Callie, and we will be joined by Big Mama and Nikki Victory to talk about their match at FanFest. And don't forget, tomorrow night at the Ludlow Bromley Swim Club, ringside at the poolside, all your favorite NWF stars will be in action. I believe bell time is 7:30. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about out of time. I want to thank you for indulging me tonight. Have a good night, everybody.